So the principle behind the border liaison officer is that we have a group of professionals from criminal justice law enforcement agencies who bring into one location all the skills associated with border management, whether that's immigration or customs or law enforcement. And they come to work together as a single team, focusing on all cross-border trafficking, whatever the commodity is.
Why is that network so important in this part of the world?
It's important everywhere, but it's been particularly successful in this part of the world. There are big language challenges and very long land borders here. And having a network of border liaison officers who cooperate within themselves nationally and between each other internationally is really the only way to tackle cross-border crime.
And what are the main challenges here?
Well, the principal challenge in this region would have to be drugs. And that's both heroin and also synthetic drugs. It's not just the commodity that's a challenge, but the topography is a challenge as well. This is an area, as we've seen, where the terrain is extremely difficult.
What conditions need to be in place to set up a successful BLO network?
Well, the first thing is political will. Unless governments are committed to this project, then there's no point in taking it forward. But where you have that political will, and thankfully we do in this region, then the next thing you need to do is a common understanding of practices and procedures. And this is where UNODC adds real value in the terms of our convening power and our specialist expertise in border management issues.
Now, across this region, there are several countries and they all have different military and police cultures. How does that hinder the smooth functioning of the network?
It obviously makes it more complicated when there are different practices and procedures on different sides of the border. But by bringing together those groups, the Border Liaison Officer project in Southeast Asia, which is one of our strongest regions, has been able to clear many of those hurdles and to get everybody adopting a similar approach to these issues. And to understand that we're united by a desire to disrupt transnational crime.
You've been talking to Thai and Lao officials over the last few days. What are your main takeaways?
The scale of the problem they face is absolutely enormous. The borders are extremely physically challenging and extremely long, and the volumes of the drugs are great. But there's a real commitment on both sides of the border, Lao and in Thailand, to address these issues. But there's also needs to be a much greater understanding of how the cross-border crime links with money laundering and crypto crime and all the rest of it. This is part of a bigger picture. I think the other area where there's more work to be done is on the involvement of the private sector in this, whether that's shipping companies or port operators or hauliers. We need to understand that wittingly or unwittingly, they are also involved in the drugs trade.
How successful has the approach been in this part of the world? I mean, what success stories have you been hearing?
The levels of seizures are really impressive, very large amounts being seized. Of course, what we don't know is how much is getting through that's not being seized. But in terms of effective operations, we see plenty of them. In terms of seizures, we see plenty of them. And there are indications that as we bear down on one route and see the law enforcement authorities make that route more difficult, they move to maritime routes or through airports or to other land routes. It's always a matter of just disrupting the business model and making it more complicated and more expensive to do this work.
How transferable is this approach? Could this work in other parts of the world?
Absolutely. And we do something very similar in Central Asia and in Northern Africa. But there are other places in the world, in Africa and in Latin America, which would really benefit from following the excellent model set here in Southeast Asia. Southern and Central Africa has substantial cross-border crime. We see much more heroin in Southeast Africa now that the routes for moving heroin into Europe have been disrupted by wars and law enforcement. They have a big challenge in terms of heroin moving by sea into East Africa and then across land borders. And obviously in Latin America, the cocaine trade is a cross-border trade, as we see stronger links between Ecuador, for example, and the Balkans on the cocaine route. That cocaine has to move from the growing countries, Colombia and Bolivia, into Ecuador before it's transshipped. So there's much work to be done. And UNODC is already active in this space in those countries.
And how crucial is UNODC's role in bringing countries together?
Fundamental. So we are able to bring countries together that aren't necessarily instinctively cooperative through our regional office, and there's a great deal of expertise in this region. And we also have professional skills. We know a lot about the latest techniques in this area, and we can also bring examples from other sides of the world that we think would be effective, whether it's on maritime domain awareness or on drugs testing or on interviewing techniques or analysis of equipment. We can bring those skills and share them.
What does success look like to you?
The key point is to have a level of understanding amongst everybody in society of the danger that drugs present. And really, we're at the stage now where education in schools cannot start at too young an age. Children, as soon as they're able to comprehend how crime operates, need to be aware of the drugs trade and need to understand the risks that it brings to health and livelihoods and family life. We want to see a lot more activity in that area because we have to tackle the demand as well as the supply. The army here in the hills of Thailand can't do this job so long as there's an increasing demand. So both in Thailand and beyond, we need to tackle demand with the same enthusiasm and vigour that we tackle supply with.